Amy Rigby's setting up here in the studio, getting a guitar tuned and ready to go. You can, your mic is on. You can talk if you'd like.
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, I'm excited to be out here in the snow globe.
Whoops, that's way too loud now. All right, Amy's going to get, you're going to tune that guitar a little bit?
I'm going to try. I'm going to see.
And while she tunes, I'll tell you guys about, it's still our Radio Magic Pledge Drive. You can call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. We're going to talk to Amy about her new record, The Old Guys, that is coming to record stores around the world. And the vinyl's not quite ready yet, but the CDs are out, and there's a special book version too, she'll tell us about in a second. But there's a show tonight at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale to kick off. You're going on a whole tour, aren't you?
Yeah, tonight's the first show of a bunch of gigs, and starting it at the place where I've actually been working at the Spotty Dog for about 6 years. So it seemed like the place where actually, you know, like I got quite a few song ideas, like from behind the bar there, overheard conversations.
You got songs
things.
About customers that are going to be there tonight?
Well, that's true. There's a couple like overheard snippets of conversation that actually did lead to some song lyrics. And also, you know, a great thing about working there is getting to play whatever music we like behind the bar, and just actually having time, you know, while working to listen to so much music. And so that's been like such a nice thing about that job. I never had that kind of job before.
Oh yeah, I used to have a record store in Florida. What was your go-to music when you wanted to get everyone out of the bar at night? Metal Machine music.
I you know, it's probably the Hollies, Go Now.
You were more direct in your message than
I know, I
passive aggressive.
I can never yeah, that's it. I can never like be like so actively mean to people, but yeah, passive aggressive, that's my style.
How long has it been since the last record? It's been a couple years,
it's
hasn't
been
it?
Well, I'll just turn this thing off. Eric and I made our last album as a duo.
Oh,
Reckless,
right, yes,
Reckless Eric and Amy
one.
Rigby. That was 2012, so I didn't realize, you know, I was like teaching a college music class last year, like a workshop, and you know, playing stuff and talking to the kids, and then like at some point they said, well, when was your last record? And I said, oh, it wasn't that long ago. It was like, well, they were still in diapers practically, like in 2012. So I just felt like, oh my god, that's like a long time ago. And anyway, so had to really kind of, that really lit a fire under me. I just was like, oh my god, it's been 5 years since I put out any new music, let alone like a record that just had my name on it. That's been since 2005, so that's like a lifetime.
And it's been 21 years since the Diary of a Mod Housewife record,
yep,
came out?
Yeah, that was 96, so
96,
yeah.
So 22 years.
And to kind of buy myself a little time, in the fall of 2016, I put out a vinyl version of,
oh,
of
right, yes,
that, and because it had never come out.
It came out
LP.
In those weird years between when people stopped putting out vinyl and when people started putting out vinyl again.
Yeah, it was that the mid-90s was, you know, just unless you were on, you know, I think Matador... who I
records,
was on, yeah, that label with the Shams, and so we came out in three formats, cassette, CD, and vinyl, but and that was in the early 90s. But yeah, by the mid 90s, very few labels were doing any LPs. So so yeah, it was nice to revisit that album and put out the vinyl version and get to go out and play those songs again. And and get to be 36 or 37 again. And
and that wasn't your first record. That was just maybe the first time people...
That was my first solo record.
Time people got to know your name. Yes.
Yeah, because I'd been in the Shams, and And that was we were a girl, they called us a postmodern girl group. And that was in the late 80s, early 90s. And before that, I was in a band called Last Roundup. And we put out one album on Rounder, and which actually only came out on vinyl and cassette, never on CD. Isn't that? Yeah. So that was like,
you've
spanned
several eras.
Don't go back to the 78s quite, but,
no but, 8-track Amy Rigby anywhere.
No, there's no 8-track, but yeah, Last Roundup was we were like a country band, you know, like what at the time they called it cowpunk, which was a horrible name, but that type of intersection of rock and country that seems to come around again. Like when we started doing it, I was like, oh, this is amazing. Nobody ever thought to do this before. Then someone played me a Flying Burrito Brothers record. I was like, oh, you know, they thought they did the same kind of thing, like rockers who kind of fell in love with old country music. It's been happening forever.
The Sweethearts of the Rodeo Birds record is one of my favorites.
I hadn't heard that stuff. I'd heard a bunch of Leuven Brothers, and I'd heard the Carter Family and all of this old.
Oh, you came from more of the countryside.
From the countryside, but I'd been a punk fan. I'd been going to CBGBs and, you know, going, you know, finding these, you could get like a free flight to London back then if you were like a courier, you know, or Laker Air, you could fly to London for like $29. So wow. Everybody was just like trying to go over there. All we wanted was to see The Clash, you know, because they like 2 years went by in the 70s, and you know, like after their first record, and which in that era was like forever. They didn't come and play in the U.S. And it was just like, you know, when will we see them? When will we see them? You had to go over to England to see them.
They didn't come over and play until London Calling?
Yeah, they came in 79.
Right before London Calling. I guess London Calling came out right at the end of 79, I think.
It was, or they came with that record. Yeah. And, or it had already come, I think it had already come out in England and it came out then in the U.S. But, so that was, yeah, anyway, that was my big, like, immersion in music was like the punk era. I didn't play at the time. I was just a fan, but when CBGB started to become kind of more like hardcore, that's when I started like getting into old country and stuff and starting our own band in an apartment without drums, because we, like, my brother was in the Last Roundup with me, and he put up a bunch of egg cartons around his, he still lives in the same apartment on East 13th Street, but we would rehearse in there, and we didn't make a lot of noise, so because we were all acoustic, and it was but we did it with our, you know, with our love of like those kind of more raucous records and bands and shows that we'd seen. And the whole no wave thing, where you could just basically didn't really have to know how to do anything. You just had to have an idea and just like believe in it and really just kind of like put it across. And so that was it was just a free atmosphere. Like you didn't feel like you had to be good to get up and play. And you just had to, yeah, just really kind of like have a spirit you wanted to convey. So that's my entire history in a nutshell.
From after the 8-track days until the vinyl reissue days.
Yep.
What is the spirit behind the Old Guys record?
I guess it's all of that like rolled in to one. It's not so much looking back, but maybe as years gone by, I've realized something I probably didn't do enough of like earlier, which was to like feel grateful and appreciative of all that I got to do and the people I got to meet and get to see play. And like, I think that really is what came through for me with this set of songs and the music and stuff was just, yeah, a feeling of gratitude and love. I mean, you know, my records have always had a little bit of angst in there, and that's still there, but I think, yeah, I just like, I have gotten to live through some pretty amazing times, and maybe only having that actual time to like think about it and look back, the time when I wasn't making a new record, gave me the space to just go like, you know, wow, like I've a lot of times I have felt like not the luckiest person and someone with like incredibly bad timing, because everywhere I've ever lived was kind of like a dump till I moved to somewhere else, and then like everyone would suddenly, you know, property values would increase and it would become the place everyone wanted to go. And
so you have to move out of Catskill now?
It feels like it's happening, and maybe, you know, maybe as I've slowed down, you know, like I'm not like on the run so much anymore, so it does seem like it's all finally catching up with me. Maybe that's, I think that that's a good thing about like getting older, and so that's maybe even why I called the album The Old Guys, was like sort of an appreciation of that, because it's something that we all fear and dread and just kind of like, you know, it does have its upsides too.
I took it, when I first read it, The Old Guys title, I took it as like a dig at the patriarchy, kind of, that the old guys still run things, or
I know, and I guess, and I thought about that too, especially like with the last year or two that we've been through. But I think, you know, the genesis came before that, and even I kind of still stand behind it, because there, you know, there were heroes, and you know, and some of them were female. But there's been good stuff too. So yeah, it wasn't, I guess that'll have to be the next album.
Well, you can take it both. I mean, it's one of those things that, people will, like all music, people will take it their own way.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And, yeah, you know, I've been asked, like, well, why aren't there any old girls on there? You know, are your heroes all male? And definitely not, you know. But, you know, like, I am on there. I'm the whole out, you know. I'm on every track. So I guess there's that.
All right. Well, you've got a guitar. You want to play one of the songs off the new record?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Which one are you going to play?
I was going to play something mellow, but maybe I should play something more, you know, to kind of like get moving a little. I think I will. I was talking about like people that have helped and inspired me. And so I wrote this song for one of, you know, one of the producers that I got to work with, and who just, you know, just like, It's, I don't know if anyone, like, if you'll keep going, if there isn't a person who tells you, like, you know, like, you're good, you know, just like you're doing something that's good, and someone who you look up to, who you feel like has done something themselves. People, young people need that, you know, like encouragement. You can't just get it all from inside, or if you are, you're just like a much more incredible person than I am. So anyway, there'll never be another you, there'll never be another you, one off. There'll never be another you, there'll never be another you, one off. And when we all get together, we can laugh about the things you said. You made this cruel world better, made me wish that you could be my dad. The way you talked, how it sounded, it was deep, it was nothing at all. When you called, you called, you called, you called, you called, you called. There'll never be another you. There'll never be another you. One off. There'll never be another you. There'll never be another you. One off. And when I look at your picture, I can feel it like I felt back then. If you said that it mattered, well, it did, yeah, I remember when. The day we met, you were older, you had lived, you were halfway through. And you knew, you knew, you knew, you knew, you knew, you knew. Don't have to go to the mountain like the mountain, you were already there. And you cared, you cared, you cared, you cared, you cared, you cared. There'll never be another you. There'll never be another you. There'll never be another you.
All right, the crowd went wild.
Can I rent one of those from you?
You need that tonight at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale?
Yes, we'll put a mic on it.
Should anybody know anything about the show tonight? You have a cast of special guests, or
well,
is it just you?
Well, I just have a band. I have Eric, Reckless Eric's playing the bass and some guitar, and then I have a drummer, Jeremy Greitz, and then I'll be playing electric and electric 12-string and acoustic and... So that's it. We're just going to plow through a set.
And is the whole tour that band, or is it
it's
solo?
It's variations of every sort of configuration of yeah, trio, duo, solo. Mixture, a couple different drummers, and a couple shows that are just me with Eric playing bass and some where I'm just playing solo.
And you're going across the country and England too?
Yep. Yeah. And I'm excited. I'm playing down in Brooklyn tomorrow night, and Lenny Kaye, who was one of my producers and one of the old guys who I'm kind of talking about, he produced the Shams album, and he's going to open the show. So he doesn't get out, and he plays with Patti Smith and has done for many, many years. And also is a great music writer and like just such a wonderful person, but he doesn't do many solo shows, so I asked him and he said he would play, and I actually recorded one of his songs on my last solo album, Little Fugitive. I heard him play this great song. It was at a memorial for Robert Quine, a great guitar player, and he played this song, The Things You Leave Behind, and just thought it was such a great summing up of you know what happens as you get older and people pass away, and or you just want to like get rid of your stuff, and it's just, you know, that whole Swedish death cleaning thing that's going on. So anyway, so yeah, it's going to be fun to do that. And yeah, I have some shows all over the Northeast, and I'm going to play on Mountain Stage, the West Virginia public radio show that goes out across the country, March 18th, and then go over to England, and then go out west, down south.
So nobody can get a beer from you at the Spotty Dog for the next couple months.
That's not true, because I'm gonna try to like keep, you know, like I still have my shift on Monday. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna try to keep
in the midst
coming
of the
and
tour.
Going and ordering the art supplies, and I hope I can keep up with my duties there.
Well, we've got time for one more song under 4 minutes. If you've got one,
got a little quiet one.
We're listening to Amy Rigby live on the radio, and tonight at the Spotty Dog Books and Nails, she'll be having a record release show for The Old Guys, her new CD.
Thanks for having me on. There are places that you hear of all your life, but never make a plan to get to. And I've been running out of time to do the things I want, with too much stuff to get through. There are people who I love, I only see when I lie sleeping on my pillow. But I think that I can make it all work out when I get back from Amarillo. Got dirty laundry in my suitcase and a bad case of the 50-something blues. Feel like the whole world went and spun the other way. I just saw it on the news. I try to meditate and cogitate and contemplate the why and how and will. Oh, I expect I'll have the answer to it all when I get back from Amarillo. I wish I knew what my life is coming to. What brought me here? Maybe I'll just have a beer, a glass of wine, be thankful for a little bit of space to think. I hope that it's okay, I still drink. These places that you hear of all your life, some days you wake up and you're in one. And they become forever part of who you are, except maybe for Cleveland. And you leave something behind, they'll never scrub away with elbow grease and Brillo. And I know that I'll be more of who I am when I get back from Amarillo. I expect I'll have the answer to it all when I get back from Amarillo.
All right, Amy Rigby, live on the radio, and tonight at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson. You want to have any final thoughts for people?
I just want to thank you for having me on and also for having this station. I listen to WGXC all the time, and just want to tell people to